You know, we are grateful for mom every day of our life, but today, 9th of May, the whole world stopped just to celebrate Mother's Day. It's like the whole world pay attention and say that, you know, we want to honor every mother for the amount of sacrifices and all the things they have done that shape us and made us and mold us to be who we are today. So if you're mothers for the first time, we want to encourage you to be able to scan that little code, because we have a little thing that we want to say, we love you, we cheer for you, and it is this little bag, okay? I know that it doesn't come with... And all the kids, okay, up to you to fill in what is inside, okay? But this bag is a little token, but comes with a big prayer and a big thank you from our hearts. And it's actually taken from a verse, Luke 2:19, that says that Mary, she had treasured all these things in her heart. And it was really behind the background. There were two times, actually, Mary, the Bible uses that little thing, and which really showcased how a mother was very good to treasure all life experiences, especially as a mother with a child. And to reflect back, if you were to sit down with my mom, and I'm sure she's watching, she will have a lot of stories that she can pull out from a treasure of her heart. Of when I was young, I hide behind her skirt, I was so timid, I was don't know what am I going to do, you know, all that. She'll tell you all the stories, singing stories and funny stories, and that's because mom just had a big heart in them to be able to treasure all the things. So this Mother's Day, we want to give you a simple bag and say that, you know, since you are so good at treasuring everything, we want you to give a bag that's able to put your things, and out of that, you are able to bless your children and how you have been such a blessing to every one of us, okay? So that's Happy Mother's Day. I will end later part by praying for all the mom. So for today, it is our greatest joy, actually. We reach out to a mother of our Every Nation movement, which is Pastor Nancy Webb. She's from Hawaii. Aloha, you know. And she was so kind for us to do a little video. And we gave her that little liberty for her to express her journey as a mom. And you're going to hear her little. She introduced herself, how many kids she has, you know. But Nancy Webb is really one of the mothers for our movement. And everyone that get to know both Pastor Sam and Nancy will say this. They are most parental, fatherly, and motherly figure to a lot of our leaders. And I know that Nancy Webb speaks into the life of my wife. They had their constant call, you know, just to be able to update, and she ministers to my. So I'm so glad that Pastor Nancy Webb is going to minister to every mothers and every one of us that listen to her today. All right, so here you go, Pastor Nancy Webb. Let's welcome her.
Happy Mother's Day to all you beautiful mothers and grandmothers. We're so thankful for each one of you, because each of you are a special gift. And we're thankful for the gift of mothers that the Lord has given us. I'm honored to be with you today, and I love your church. I love your pastors, Pastor Timothy and Teresa. They're just some of our favorite folks. And every time I hear Pastor Timothy preach, I'm so blessed. He's one of the best teachers, preachers that we have, and you're blessed to have him. Well, I've been married for 55 years this year. We've been in the ministry 54 years. We have 5 children. 2 in heaven and 3 down here. Our oldest daughter is adopted, and she's part Chinese. She's part Chinese-German. She got saved in one of our youth camps, and God just really touched her life when she went back home to her foster family to either give up this religion or get out. They didn't want any religion, they said, in their home. And what she learned, that God talks to us, so she opened her Bible, stuck her finger in, and the scripture verse, asking God to talk to her, the scripture verse she got was, "He that loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me." So she says, "Okay, God, I'll just trust you for another family, a new family." And at that point, we heard about that, and we'd actually just lost our first child. And I was telling my brother, "Why don't you see about adopting a Japanese baby?" And he says, "Well, what about a big baby?" And I says, "What do you mean a big baby?" He says, "Well, the 14-year-old who got saved in camp." And so we took her in as a foster child, and eventually ended up adopting her. And her testimony is amazing, what God has brought her through from the time she was a youth, and now she loves God, has a son. She's just a fantastic person. And then 2 children, naturally born. We lost our firstborn when he was 8 months old, and he went to be with Jesus. And you know, I was kind of mad at God for that one for a while. I had a hard time because I thought, "Lord, it's not fair. Why'd you do that?" And then the doctor said we would have more children. So the Lord did bless with a son and a daughter, and I'm so grateful. When my son was born, I couldn't stop thanking the Lord. I was so grateful to have a baby because I was so blessed by his life. And, you know, our lives are just a testimony of God's grace. Wherever you are, we're here where we are today because of God's grace and love for us. And I'm so grateful for the love of God and the grace of God. You know, none of us are perfect mothers, but God's working in us. And I think our children help perfect us. You know what I mean, right? Mm-hmm. I thought I was very patient till I had children. And then I thought, where did all my patience go? I thought I had loads of love. And I thought, well, sometimes I didn't feel so loving. But my children helped me grow. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm so thankful that for the mothers God's given us. I'm thankful for my own mother. She was a wonderful Christian mother. And she taught me so much about faith. She instilled faith in me of trusting God no matter what went on. Trusting God for my healing. Because he was a God who heals, and I still have a strong faith that my mother put in me when I was a child, and I'm grateful for that. You know, children are the joy of our lives. They say and do such funny things, and we must have a sense of humor. You cannot raise children if you don't have a sense of humor. And the sense of humor means the capacity for perceiving the amusing or comical. How many times have children said something, done something that is hilarious? Unless there's a big mess to clean up, or they say something that embarrasses us in front of other people. But if it wasn't us and it was someone else's child, it's always funny. Not as funny when our child does it, but it's funny. So we need a sense of humor to grow children because they're always doing special, funny things. So we must learn to enjoy the moment because we're making memories. So learn to enjoy the moment. Moms, we need to make home fun. We need to be the celebration queen. Celebrate birthdays, celebrate anniversaries, celebrate holidays, Christmas, and whatever there is, good grades, you get on in the school you wanted. Whatever it is, we need to learn to celebrate and make fun, home a fun place to be. So we need to learn to be the celebration queens. And you know what? Kids thrive best in an atmosphere of joy. When we believe in the children, and we don't get mad at them because they make childish mistakes. I learned a long time ago from a Dr. Dobson, who was very popular when my children were young, the difference between correcting childish mistakes or rebellion. How many times kids do childish mistakes and they can really upset us, but they're not being rebellious. They're just being children. And we have to give them that grace. Remember, we need to enjoy our children because they're God's gift to us. And we want to make many, many wonderful memories with our children. There's a few fun moments I want to share about my children, how I saw them in a movie. It would have been funny, but when they were firsthand, it wasn't so funny. One time my son, he was about 3 or 4 years old. We had church in a home. We were starting a church in Guam. And after church in the evening, I went in to see where they were and what they were doing. He had his little friend there. I had a whole new bottle of Johnson's baby shampoo that he put all over the floor. And they were skating and having so much fun. I should have just skated with them, but no, I was shocked. I had to clean the mess up. I didn't get mad, but I cleaned the mess up. 2 hours later, I still had a bathtub full of bubbles that just wouldn't go down. Bubbles, bubbles everywhere. But you know what? When you look back, it is funny. Then my daughter was learning to drive the car. We were driving just 2 blocks on a dirt road, and a car came, and she ran in and turned quickly and hit the car of the people we were going to have dinner with. And then that wasn't enough. She turned the steering wheel, and she didn't step on the brakes, but she went through the railing. The next was a sliding glass door. And in my cool, calm, collected voice, I said, "Step on the brakes!" And she did. And everybody came out of the house. I assured the homeowners that we'd fix their home, the railing that was broken. I backed the car up, but when we were in the house and we were having dinner, I said to our host, "You know where she hit your car?" He goes, "Hit my car." We all got up from the table, went outside, looked at where she hit his car, and I assured him we'd take care of those damages too. I couldn't ride in the car with her for 2 years. Then another time, my daughter and her friend were at her older sister's house, and they decided they wanted to bleach their hair. So they put peroxide on their hair, went swimming and everything else for an hour or so, and she comes to church the next morning with orange hair. She's got dark brown hair. She comes with orange hair. Her dad sees her from the pulpit, And he said, oh my. And of course that gave people something to talk about, but you know, kids do the darndest things, as they say. But then I also have experience with my grandchildren. I started cooking with them from the time that they were young. Before they could even walk, I'd sit them on my counter and we'd make cookies and all sorts of things that they love. They always say, Mimi, can we make something? Well, this one day we were making cookies, we had everything in there, and the last was the flour. We put all the flour in, and my granddaughter turned our mixed messer on full blast. Flour went all over me, all over the counter, all over the floor, all over my grandchildren. And that took a while to clean up. But I didn't. I did laugh because it was pretty funny. But you know, just a couple of months ago, my granddaughter said to me, Mimi, remember the time that flour went all over your kitchen? Wasn't that just the most fun time? I go, oh, it sure was, but you didn't clean it up. So children are a real joy, and they're going to make childish mistakes, so let's just enjoy it and let's grow with them. You know, we really grew up with our children. They teach us so much about life that I wouldn't have known if I didn't have children. They teach us how to look at life in a fresh perspective, and they see things so differently. Their faith is so strong, mm-hmm. and I'm so thankful that the Lord has given us children. Being a mother is such a joy and a privilege. You know, when our first child died, as I said, that the doctor said we never have any more children. And my heart was broken, and I had a miscarriage after that, and I was mad at God. You know, sometimes we do get mad at God because we don't understand him. I remember one time, it wasn't about that, but it was another time, because it took me a couple of years to just have faith that I could trust God again. Even when I had children, I thought, Lord, if you took one, how do I know you won't take another one? And I really had a hard time giving my children to the Lord. Mm-hmm. I dedicated them in a ceremony, but in my heart, I didn't give them fully to him because I was afraid he might take another one. But you know what? When we understand the love of God, he's got a purpose for everything. Do you know how many mothers I've held in my arms and I've cried with them? Because I know the pain that they've experienced. And you know, there's nothing more empty than a mother's arms. But I'm so thankful for the grace that God gives us. And the children that God gives us, that's the greatest gift we can have, is the children that God gives us. There's no perfect mothers. There never would be a perfect mother. And so let's not try to be perfect mothers. Our children know we're not perfect. Let's just admit it. And then it's not so difficult to say that we make mistakes, because they know that we'll always be there for them and we'll always love them. That's the most important thing. As families, no family is perfect. There's things that happen in families that are discouraging, but the thing is, we stick together with one another and we're there for one another. And it's wonderful when our children grow up and they become our friends. I think it's so great. I enjoy little children so much, but I really enjoy my adult children and their friendship. My daughter and I, we go off and take trips together and we have such a good time. We just love being together as a family. So we want to make memorable memories for our children. And the time that we give them is what's important. Do you know how you spell love? T-I-M-E. That's what children want the most, is our time. So make sure you have plenty of time with your children, because they grow up before you know it. I remember when my son was 9 years old, I thought, if the next 9 years go by as fast as these did, he's going to be grown before I know it. And you know what? He was. And my mother always told me they go by fast, but I never believed her, but they do. So enjoy every moment and every season with your children. I want to talk today about a mother's heart, 4 special gifts that we can give our children. Out of 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, and 18, and 1 Corinthians 13, 8. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. Be always joyful. Verse 17, never stop praying. Be persistent in prayer. Be a praying mother. And number 18, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is the will of God concerning you. And 1 Corinthians 13, 8, love never fails. Love lasts forever. Love is the most important thing that we have in our homes. To love God, to love one another, just be a place of refuge for our children. So some of the best gifts we can give our children is, we're going to give them the gift of a joyful heart. A happy mother, being a happy mother. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So let's make our homes an atmosphere of joy where we experience the kingdom of God, which is joy. We serve a happy God. He's not a big old God up there waiting to hit us over the head with a stick if we do something wrong. He's there to pick us up and to help us go on and become everything that he desires us to become. In Psalm 17:22, it says, a merry heart does good like a medicine. That's a mother's best medicine. It gets rid of all your fears and worries if you have a merry heart. It changes life. Proverbs 5:13, a happy heart makes the face cheerful. You want a quick facelift? Put a smile on your face, and it's free. Imagine that, a free facelift. Proverbs 15:15, all the days of the desponding afflicted are made evil by anxious thoughts and foreboding. But he who has a cheerful heart has a continual feast, regardless of circumstances. See, our joy is a choice, that we can choose to trust God and believe God that he's going to work everything out, or we can choose to be discouraged and depressed. And let me tell you, between the two, I choose happiness. That's the better one. Wouldn't you agree? Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. How do you keep strength in your life? By not allowing the devil to steal our joy. If he can steal our joy, he steals our strength and he steals our victory. So don't let the devil steal your joy, because that is our strength. And then in Deuteronomy 28:47-48, when I read this, I thought, oh my, if you don't serve the Lord with joy and gladness of heart for his abundant blessings, for all the blessings he's given us, and be happy and thankful for them, you'll serve your enemies. Discouragement, depression, worry, fear, anger, all the negative emotions. So we want to serve the Lord. Remember when he, in Israel, when he was taken into the promised land, he said, when God prospers you, remember that he's the one that did it. Wherever you are and you've been blessed in your life, you're blessed because of the Lord. So remember to be thankful and happy for all that he's given. Plus, it's good advertisement for the kingdom of God to have happy kids. Amen? There's a joy destroyer. Ephesians 4:26, it says, don't sin by letting anger control you, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. Do not give the devil a way to defeat you. How does the devil defeat us? Because we should let no unwholesome, abusive words proceed out of our mouth. Let everything we say be good and healthful. Remember, anger is a joy robber, and you lose your joy, you lose your victory. Anger, we must control anger. It doesn't mean we don't get upset, but we must be in control of our anger and the words that we say to our children. So we want to have a joyful heart and be happy always. Give your children the gift of a joyful heart. Enjoy life. If we lose our joy, we lose our victory, and we don't want to lose our victory in our homes with our children. Enjoy life, because God wants us to enjoy life and one another. Happy hearts are good advertisement, like I said, for the kingdom of God, that we serve a good God. The second thing, give your children the gift of a praying heart. Never, never, never stop praying, the Bible tells us. And that's not a choice, that's a command. Because God knows we need to pray. And as mothers, we know how much we need to pray to make a difference in our children's lives. We walked through hell with our son for many years. He was molested by two pastors' sons when he was a little boy. When he got older, he buried his pain and anger in drugs. I prayed continually for my son. My knees were calloused. He could come home and he'd see me in his room praying, or in the living room praying when he came home. I prayed and prayed and prayed for my son. And I tell my husband, this is not our son. This is not God's destiny for our son. And I believe God to bring him about and to change his life. You know, never give up praying for God's purposes and destiny for your children. If we don't pray, who's going to pray for them like a mom or a dad would? Because our children are precious. I'm so thankful that God healed and delivered him. I wasn't very happy the way God did it. In fact, I was angry at God for that, because I thought he'd make it easier on me, but he didn't. But I'm so thankful that today he loves Jesus. He's got a wonderful family. He's an entrepreneur because God answers prayer. Prayer really works. Never, never, never give up praying for your children, because we want to see them accomplish all that God has for their lives and become all God wants them to be. So give your children the gift of a praying heart. The third thing, give your children the gift of a thankful heart in every situation. The Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. The will of God for us is to be a thankful people. I found when I'm not thankful, I don't feel close to the Lord. I'm not acknowledging his goodness in my life. But every time I feel afar from the Lord, I go to my bedroom, a quiet place, and I begin to thank the Lord. And I always start with Calvary. Once you start with Calvary, we owe him everything. I'm so thankful that he died that we could live. And we're blessed to have that life that he gives us. You know, towards the end of battling for our son's destiny, the Lord said to me, Nancy, you thank me through Jamie's struggles, but you never thanked me for the struggles and the situations he was in. And I said, Lord, I can't, because I'm not. It was too hard to go through. And the Lord said, if you can't thank me for those situations, this one particular situation that if I had time, I'd tell you about, but I don't, then I'm not Lord of that area of your life. Every area of our life, we have to give thanks because we want Jesus to be over that area of our life and declare that he knows best, even though we don't know. And you know what? God's used my son's testimony to touch so many lives. God is the Lord of the valleys and the mountaintops. And I think the valleys that's where we really, really know God. This morning, I woke up with my own messages convicting me. And I was thanking God for the opportunity to do this, though it's so hard because I don't see any of your beautiful faces. But I began thanking God because my son, he's opening a third coffee shop. God has so blessed him. Even through the pandemic, there's so many testimonies of God's provision. And he was so stressed out last week because the air conditioning wasn't working and they were haggling about who's going to pay for it. And in the contractor was going to have a working one. And so I began, Lord, thank you that the air conditioning's broken. Thank you that you're going to show yourself strong and your provision. And then I texted my son and I told him that. I said, you know, son, you need to thank God because you've had so many wonderful testimonies where you can brag on how God's provided. This is just one more opportunity for you to believe God and brag on him. So begin praising God and thanking God that air conditioner doesn't work, but through God's favor, he's going to provide. It would be thousands of dollars if he had to pay for that. But you know what? One day he asked me, I'm going to tell you how God provided because he's done so many miracles for him. So we always want to give thanks because that is God's will, to stay close to him. When we thank God, we make a way for God to work in our life because that produces faith. When we stay discouraged, depressed, in a negative situation, we don't hear God very well, and it's hard for God to work in our lives. So remember to stay thankful and give thanks in every situation because that's God's will for us. So remember, we want to be thanks-living and thanksgiving. Every day of our life, we want to be thanksgiving. So God's will for us is to give our children the gift of a thankful heart. The next is give your children the gift of a loving heart that we love, because love never fails. When my older daughter was grown and she had a child and she had moved someplace else, she'd gone through some struggles. We were going on a trip and I went to say goodbye to her. And she moved out. I asked her neighbor, where is she? Because her house was empty. She says, oh, she moved out a week ago. We didn't have cell phones then. I didn't know where she was. I finally found out where she was and got her address. And I got to see her just before I left. But I was really hurt by that. And I thought in my heart, you know what? I just forget you. You're not really our daughter anyway. I'm just going to forget you. You know what the Lord said to me? He said, Nancy, I never did that to you. Whenever is a good time to not love somebody? Whenever is a good time to give up on them? It's never, because God's never given up on us. So we want to give our children the gift of a loving heart. In Romans 16:13, Paul is saying, greet Rufus and his dear mother, who has been a mother to me. I was reading that verse. I don't know how many times I've read through the Bible, but that never stood out to me like it did today. Even the great Apostle Paul needed a mother's love. I imagine he probably helped her with some of her struggles. I'm sure he went through struggles that he killed the Christians. He probably saw some of their faces, probably got discouraged at different times. And I'm sure she must have taken him on to pray for him, fix him special meals, maybe send him food different times, because he said she was like a mother to me. How many of us need mothers? Maybe some have lost mothers, some don't have mothers. In the church, mothers, and even if you don't have children, you don't have to have children to be a spiritual mother. I think God wants us to be spiritual mothers as well as natural mothers, because there's so many out there that need a home-cooked meal, that need to be loved, that need to be blessed. We had a family stay with us for 4 months, a mother and her only daughter, who ended up at 32 dying of cancer. Before she died, she saw a vision of Jesus, and she said, Mom, I know I'm gonna go to heaven, but I don't want you to get bitter or discouraged and stop loving God, because when your time is up, you'll come to see me. And I told her, you know what I said? There are so many out there. She was a teacher. Your daughter's gone, but you're still a mother. And you're a great cook. Invite all the young people you can into your home and just love them. And when I saw her later, she said, Nancy, I did that. She was never bitter. I tell you, she blessed me so much. God needs spiritual mothers as well as natural mothers. So be a mother for others, because the Bible says, hereby shall all men know that you're my disciples for the love that you have one for another. The greatest atmosphere we can have in our church is a family atmosphere, that we care for one another, we love one another, we are there for them, and we help take care of them. So we want to give our children the gift of a joyful heart, a praying heart, a thankful heart, meaning that we're going to thanks living, and a loving heart, because love never fails. As they say, it's better caught than taught. And action speaks so loud, we can't hear what you're saying. We preach Jesus, we love Jesus, but our action is going to speak a lot bigger than our words. So let our actions fall in place with what the Word of God says, that we can be the mothers that really are an example of loving God and loving others. God fills our hearts with everything we need to be the mother we need to be. All we have to do is ask for His help. God is our perfect parent, and He loves us with a perfect love. And He will teach us to love our children. And I want to say, God bless you, mothers, on Mother's Day. You are dearly loved by your Heavenly Father. And I want to say today, thank you, Lord, for all these precious mothers and grandmothers. And we pray that you bless them in a special way. So from my house to yours, I want to say, a very, very blessed, happy Mother's Day. Be all the time joyful, be prayerful, be thankful, and love, because love never fails. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Nancy, for that word. I trust that every one of you are refreshed and just being ministered, you know. I like Pastor Nancy partly because of the spectrum of what she has been through as a mother and now a grandmother, and also a mother that ministers to lots of mothers, being a spiritual mother to many other people. And if you heard her little story, how she was able to, went through a valley of just losing a child and be able to, yet in the midst of that, to pick her up and then be able to live such a generous and bigness of life, if I can say it that way. And if you know Pastor Nancy and also Pastor Sam, there are couples that always welcome people into their heart, into their lives. And I think I make a trip to Guam one time where they had a home, and the first night they welcomed all of us and had a fabulous dinner for every one of us, you know. And so I just want to just honor really them. And I think what she said about that little handles, the praying and the thankful and the loving, are what the ingredient that God has built in her, so that in her lowest moment as a mother, God is able to lift her up and be a mother, not only to her children, but to so many one of us. So I just want to encourage every mothers that God is with you. You are not alone in your mothering. When you are weak, then the Bible says that God is made strong in our life. I want to take this opportunity just to pray for every mothers. So if you are watching here online, and if you are with your family, I want you to be able to go to your mother and be able to just put your hands around them and just bless them, even as we pray for every mother. All right, I'm going to pray. God, we are so grateful and thank you for mothers. God, today the whole world stopped just to be able to say thank you. We love you, Mom. But God, more than everyone that cheers Mom, you are the biggest fan because you created mothers. And I know you're the biggest fan because when you die on that cross, one of the words that you pass on to all the disciples was, especially John, was, John, take care of Mom. And Lord, I just know that Mom always have that special place. So today, I pray that in the name of Jesus, your love, your grace, your strength, your mercy will strengthen every mom. No matter what are the season that they're going through, things that is of their heart. God, I pray that today, Lord, you are able to take what is of you and impart it to every mom. So we say, Mom, God bless you. May the grace of God strengthen you, that you will live a life that will always water and refreshes others that comes through your life. We thank you for mothers. We bless every mom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.